The Light of Other Days by Arthur C. Clarke and Stephen Baxter.
To Bob Shaw. Is it not possible, I often wonder, that things we have felt with great intensity have an experience independent of our minds, are in fact still in existence? And if so, will it not be possible, in time, that some device will be invented by which we can tap them? Instead of remembering here a scene and there a sound, I shall fit a plug into the wall and listen in to the past. Virginia Woolf, 1882 to 1941. Prologue. Bobby could see the earth, complete and serene within its cage of silver light. Fingers of green and blue pushed into the new deserts of Asia and the North American Midwest. Artificial reefs glimmered in the Caribbean, pale blue against the deeper ocean. Great, wispy machines labored over the poles to repair the atmosphere. The air was clear as glass, for now mankind drew its energy from the core of Earth itself. And Bobby knew that if he chose, with a mere effort of will, he could look back into time. He could watch cities bloom on Earth's patient surface, to dwindle and vanish like rusty dew. He could see species shrivel and evolve like leaves curling into their buds. He could watch the slow dance of the continents as Earth gathered its primordial heat back into its iron heart. The present was a glimmering, expanding bubble of life and awareness, with the past locked within, trapped unmoving like an insect in amber. For a long time on this rich, growing Earth, embedded in knowledge, an enhanced humankind had been at peace. A peace